Hey, I look super crazy in that picture, and then the title, How I Stumbled In on Being a Stalker. I thought that was funny. Like, you know what? I could see that like coming up in like some meme on Facebook or something, like this guy's a fucking creep. Like I'll probably get roasted like a year or two from now. Yeah, man. I should really like try to change that. But yeah. Change. I'm gonna keep it because it's funny. It's making me laugh. But no, okay. So I wanted to share my experience. Okay, my experiences was stumbling upon being a stalker. Now, and this, and I'm honest with you guys because I don't write anything down. I just start talking. If you can't tell by now, for the people who do watch, I'm very thankful that somebody does take the time to listen to me. But like, yeah, I don't even take time to like create lies or anything. I don't write anything down. I just start talking. So how I stumbled upon being a stalker, man, this is what happened. Okay, I don't know if you guys watched the video that I did about the threesomes, but the girl who I ran off with, okay, like, when I talked about threesomes, I said usually what happens is that usually there's one girl who brings a guy in and then brings a new girl in. And usually that new girl like gets forgotten and that new girl and the guy run off together. So this was me and the girl who ran off together. She had how I stumbled into being a stalker was she was over my place. We had just got done, having coitus. That's from a Big Bang Theory, having coitus. And then she logged into my Facebook on my phone to like message somebody to for some reason. I didn't even know why. She just had to log into Facebook to send a message, and then she gave me the phone back. So she never logged out of Facebook, a Messenger. So I was getting all the messages. And I'm talking like from jump. They were like off the chain. Like, and you wouldn't have thought she would be moving this fast. And this is why I say, like, personally in life, I've been through so many situations and relationships with women that I know the games that they pull on men. Like I know it. Like I know the games, how they have them wrapped around their finger. I've been part of so many of them that it's very difficult for me to fully take one seriously. I've just seen the other side of it. So this is an example of me seeing the other side. Like I remember, like I was getting, she had messaged like, okay, I think she had sent like one message off to one girl. Now the message that she sent to this girl was she was, I mean. And okay, look, they're not sugarcoating shit. The girl she was talking to was a hooker. And she was talking about how her man was a truck. Her man's driving a truck and he's gonna be gone for a while. So she could have came over there with her and hung out for a few days. And all he does is buy her crystal meth and keep the refrigerator full to keep her there. And, I mean, it was just unbelievable. Like, unbelievable, like things that I had never, like, see, these like parts of my life I wish I could take out of my brain and put into every boy so they know what women do. I wish I could do it, but I can't just extract it and put it in people's heads. Like, so you can see, be like, oh, word, that's what it was. Because see, a lot of guys, they don't want to accept what I say, or they think like guys like me are just jaded and blah 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 and da da da. But no, man, okay, as a guy, you either have to choose to live with your head in the sand or accept the reality of it. And I'm choosing more to accept it. Like I said, man, she was okay. The one girl, let's say she was on crystal meth. And she was like married to a truck driver. A truck driver would just go off, and pretty much just keep the refrigerator filled and keep her filled up with crystal meth. And he would just have sex with her, whenever he wanted. It was pretty much a prostitution. That's why I say she was a hooker. She texted another guy. She was actually his hooker. The girl who I was with, she was his hooker. And he was trying to set up another meeting with her to meet, to hook up with her and have sex with her. And it was another girl and it was another guy. I can't remember what two other, but those two were the two that were consistently like sending messages. Because like, okay, so because what would happen is, I don't know if you know how Facebook Messenger works, or some of you may not use Messenger. So I'll explain it. Like, when it comes in, you can read the message on your phone and you can choose to open it or not. I just wouldn't open it. That way, when the girl whose account it belonged to, she would see like, oh, I got a new message. Because if you open it, it would show that it was read. And then that's how she would know if somebody else was reading my messages. So I would never open it. But it was so gangster. It was like watching a car accident. Like, it was so bad. Like, you could not stop but to keep reading this shit. Because the stories were just off the charts, man. Like, girl, let me tell you something, man. Like, don't ever, if you take one thing from me, just never, ever. I mean, okay, now I'll say this. It's going to happen. You're gonna find a girl, or you're going to have sex with a girl, and you're going to really like the girl. And you're going to think about her all day long, or maybe not all day long. You'll think about her, like, you know, for first 15 minutes you wake up, or you'll think about her while you're at work, or, you know, something. There's going to be a girl who's going to strike you in that way, right? My opinion to you, my honest opinion to you, is when that happens, because it's going to happen, okay, to the most aged pimps, it's going to happen to them too. But I'm going to tell you this, when that happens, that is the second you got to go out there and get some other pussy, okay? Whether if it's a hooker or if it's another girl you just know, well, however you got to, don't rape another woman, but like, however you got to go about doing it, you got to hop under or hop on top of another woman. So it'll keep you from putting that first one on a pedestal, right? You have to do it, because I guarantee you, she's not putting you on a pedestal. All right. If she's putting you on a pedestal, you would know, because she would not leave you alone. All right. And that's happened. I've had that happen too before. But if she's not like on that type of thing where she's texting you every day and wondering what you're doing and blah, 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 like texting you and text you right back. And if she's not doing that to you, she definitely isn't worth it. I mean, she's still not worth it if she is doing it to you, but she's definitely not worth it, because she's bouncing on another dude's dick. I guarantee you, man. Like, when I watched her messages, that girl whose messages I stumbled into, because she never logged out of Facebook on my phone. I stayed on her messages for like probably about a month or two. And man, like, just reading her adventures. And this was just with the girl she knew on. This ain't counting the other people she knew who maybe wasn't on Facebook, you know, or she maybe only knew like when she went to the coffee shop or something like that. You see, this ain't counting like real life. This is just like one facet of life. And it was like, I'm telling you, man, girl, let me tell you something. Girls are moving so much faster than the fastest man. It's unbelievable. Like, this is, and I told a good buddy of mine, he's 21 now. He has this beautiful 21-year-old girlfriend, which is a gold digger. I try to tell him, man, like, look, do not try to keep up with a woman, because you will lose that every single time. Okay. The only way a man can keep up with that is a few scenarios. One scenario is she's just a loser, right? She's just a loser, and she just does horribly with men. She's bad at sex. You can beat that. Being a normal guy, you can beat that.
Yo, she has low self-esteem, like super low self-esteem.
That, you can beat that. Another way you can beat it, like I said, another way you can beat it is if she just genuinely is crazy about you. And that happens from time to time. You'll stumble upon women who are just, she's just genuinely crazy about you. It happens. It'll happen from time to time. And she'll just do everything for you, do the world for you, and you did nothing for her. And she's just, like, enamored. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but she's just caught up by you and just worships you. It happens. And the only other way that I know that it can happen, where a man can truly meet a woman, is if he just has a ton of money. A ton of money. Those are the only ways I've ever seen it truly work. Because any other way, the only reason a woman isn't doing porn or isn't getting gang banged every day or isn't, you know, fucking a different dude pretty much every hour is because she doesn't want to. Okay. That's the only reason why. Like, I mean, I came across like articles on the internet with like old MILFs trying to like telling you their stories. Like, one was like 43, and she would say she was going through like four and five different guys a night, every night. And she knew the one alpha she really liked, but the alpha wouldn't pay her any attention. So she would just, it was, man, like, the stories women have, like women are honestly, man, like, see, if you can find a woman who genuinely isn't filthy in terms of like hooking up with like a billion men a day, then I say, yeah, you got a decent woman. But on average, if a woman wants to be just a disgusting, filthy animal, women can be a human woman can be definitely by far the most filthy, disgusting thing on this planet. but out of any other living organism out here, easily. Especially in America. In America, the devil for sure, because we don't have brothels in America. We don't have, you know, we don't have any other real, you know, easy outlet to get around it. So in America, like, you've got to deal with that, you know, with that. Whereas, like, here in Prague, like, you know, if I want to right now, I could go to a brothel and go and literally have a foursome with three college student girls because they need money. You know, I can literally do that here in Europe. But in the U.S., like, y'all just don't have that same option. Or if you do, those women are going to want a lot more money, and where it's just not even worth it. You'd be better off just subscribe to some porn channel or something like that. But, you know, that's how I stumbled in on the stalking a girl. Man, she logged on my Facebook and didn't log out, and I would just follow her escapades. It was just so much, man. I just can't even go into all of it. Like, I mean, just setting up, she's setting up gangbangs, setting up, I mean, like, let me say something, man. Girls, when it comes to sex and offering things for sex, girls, sex to girls is literally like water. Okay, it literally is. The only reason they're not drinking water is because they don't want water. Okay, like with that faucet in my kitchen right now, the only reason I'm not sitting down drinking water is because I don't want water. It's the same thing with women and sex, man. If they, the only reason why they don't want sex is because the only reason why they're not having any type of sex they want is because they don't want it. Okay, that's it. That is the only reason, and you got to remember that. And I see these beta, like this is one beta dude that's on YouTube, man. Like, I just fucking hate the dude because he's just such a beta. This is black dude. I'm not going to say his name. Now, there's another black dude who's great. And I say his name. His name is Marquise Brownlee or something. MKBHD or some shit like that. He's a great dude. I like him. Like, I think he's a good dude. Like, I think he's a well-rounded man who has his act together. Now, there's another black dude on there. Everything about him just screams beta. My girlfriend's fucking like two other alphas on behind my back. And if I find out, I'm going to be heartbroken. Type shit. like I genuinely hate like genuine betas in life, man. Like, cause like I said, most men grow up and start out as beta because it's how we were raised. We were raised to be beta. Pretty much everything that we were raised to be taught as men was literally the exact wrong thing to go out there and get pussy with. Pretty much do the exact opposite of what they taught you growing up as a man, as a boy. Pretty much do the exact opposite, and that's how you're going to go get pussy. It's simple as that. We learned the exact opposite. So, like, I was one of those who was lucky who got on the other side. I lived on both sides of it. I was the beta, then I was, like, the omega, and I was the alpha. And, like, I've seen all of it. So I can sniff it out. Like, you know, within three solid exchanges of somebody, I can usually sniff out what the situation is with men and women. I've been traveling. I've been exposed to different cultures and I can just sniff it out now. I just can. I can sniff it out. It got to a point when I was in the U.S., I would just flat out and just say the most ridiculous things to women because I could sniff out the ones who were down and ready from, like, just the little things they would do. Maybe just how their body language changed when, like, a risque topic came up or, like, a sexual topic. Maybe, like, how their body language changed and how they'll, like, hold eye contact now or maybe, like, kind of smirk a little bit. Like, I just learned all these little things. So now, like I said, now I'm just pretty much bored with the whole girlfriend and wife thing because I played that game so long. I'm just sick of it. Like, now I'm more at peace with just fucking a hooker and then just literally just, I mean, I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to play that game with her. I don't want to, like, that's why now I'm just on the whole prostitute thing. I value a flat out prostitute more than I respect a normal woman at this point. Because normal woman is just like, I'm just bored with it. I had so much fun with it. There's just nothing, like, I'm just bored. There's nothing with it. But yeah, that's my rant. That's how I got on as stalking a woman. I don't know if it would be considered stalking because I didn't go out of my way to do it. She did it and it just kind of ended up there. But let's just call it stalking.